Padre Pio demanded that his spiritual children carry their cross. This did not make their life any easier, but he did not leave them abandoned on this painful path. Do not kill yourself. I am with you.
Ave mundis pes Maria.
Welcome to our YouTube channel, following Padre Pio about the Capuchin monk, mystic, and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos 3 times a week on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member, or a friend. Today's story was given to us by Maria Merla, and it's about her mother who fell into a deep depression. But thanks to Padre Pio, she managed to get back on her feet. Let's hear what happened. Maria Merla tells us, "Dad fell seriously ill. He was going to die. I was 2 years old, and my mother, who was 8 months pregnant, felt like she was on the edge of a deep abyss. On the night of October 14, 1935, in desperation, she headed towards the convent. It was already late, and the first shadows of night were descending on the path that led to the Capuchins." Just a quick reminder, this was a time when there were no streetlights and no pavement, so the path was dark and rocky. One could have easily hurt oneself. Climbing up, she stumbled and fell twice. But upon arriving at the church square, she saw that the convent door was still open, so she rejoiced. She entered and saw, with great surprise, at the end of the small corridor, Padre Pio, who was waiting for her. The poor woman kissed his hand and heard him say, "What are you doing at this hour?" "Padre Pio, my husband is dying." After a few moments of silence, the saint replied, "Wait for me here," and he entered the sacristy. He came back carrying a 70-centimeter-long crucifix in his arms, so approximately 27.5 inches. He said to her, "My daughter, this is the cross you will carry throughout your life. But don't forget that there is a father who loves you and is waiting for you." Padre Pio gives her a strong hint that hard times are ahead, but that she could count on his help. The next day, October 15th, Dad died. Mom withdrew into herself. She fell into a deep depression that brought her to the brink of suicide. She wanted to throw herself into a well near the house. What a horrible way to end your life. I cannot imagine someone drinking out of that well after finding out that a suicide had taken place there. But let's continue. But on her way there, she heard a voice. "What are you doing? Are you going to kill yourself and kill the child? And this one, speaking of me, who are you going to leave her with?" This was the voice of Padre Pio, drawing her away from suicide. Mama listened and bonded with him forever. She accepted Padre Pio as her spiritual father. After these events, my little brother was born, and Mom said to herself, "This one is going to school." She then started baking bread to sell. The priest was happy and followed her every move. But when he saw that the job she had chosen was wearing her out because it allowed her little rest, he advised she take a job with the Vashchievo de Carignola family. She would lose some of her independence, but she would have a calmer life. What bothered Mother the most was that after the early morning mass, she could no longer go up to the convent at the end of the morning to receive communion, which the father distributed in the church after the women's confessions. The ladies she worked for wouldn't allow her to be absent for so long. She complained about this to Padre Pio, who reassured her, "You come anyways." Since that day, no one has reproached her about that brief absence. The priest had arranged it by talking to whoever was in charge. In this way, Padre Pio was always at Mama's side, protecting her with his fatherly gaze. Maria Merla's mom was at one point so depressed that she decided to commit suicide. But Padre Pio steered her attention to her children, Thanks to him, she made a plan and got her life back in order. She made her life goal to support her children, to provide the best she could for them. She had her faith and Padre Pio as support. There is a prayer for such situations in our booklet of selected prayers of Padre Pio. It goes like this. O my Jesus, give me your strength when my weak nature rebels against the distress and sufferings of this life of exile, and enable me to accept everything with serenity and peace. Thank you for listening. Please subscribe, click the reminder bell, and share with your friends to help promote our channel. But the best way to get involved in our Padre Pio apostolate is to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. Just click the link in the description below. Check out the videos on the end screen and stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.